Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam ordered an honored ram should be brought that walks in darkness, sits in darkness, and sees in darkness, i.e. its feet, belly, and eyes should be dark. When it was presented to be sacrificed, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam said, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, bring me a knife and sharpen it on a stone. Then the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam took the knife and slaughtered the ram after making it lie down. He then said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, accept it on behalf of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his offspring and his ummah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, viewers of the channel, sacrificed a ram. Allahu Akbar. And he said to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah accept it, not only on behalf of himself, not only on behalf of his offspring, but on behalf of all of his, the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Allahu Akbar. How fortunate we are. With regards to this particular hadith, viewers of the channel, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Taimi Ramatullah ta'ala said that also include them amongst those who get the sawab of qurbani. From this it has been learned that we can convey the sawab of our fard acts and wajib acts to others. Nothing will be reduced from it, i.e. doing it in this way. This blessed hadith is also a very strong evidence of making Isa sawab of the food which you place in front of us, as the goat is in front of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is conveying its reward to his offspring and to the ummah, subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would quite often talk about Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sometimes after slaughtering a goat, he would make the pieces of its meat and then he would send them to the friends of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Naimi again, rahmatullahi ta'ala, with regard to this, he said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often sacrifice a goat on behalf of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, and would distribute its meat to her friends for conveying sawab to her. And from this view, he goes on to say that a few rulings have been learnt from this blessed hadith. He says, number one, it is permissible to do qurbani on behalf of the deceased. Number two, it is a sunnah to convey the sawab of sadqah and charity to the deceased. Number three, it is better to give the food that is attributed to the deceased to his friends and dear ones. It gives the deceased double pleasure, first for getting the reward, secondly for the help that is provided to his friends and his dear ones. Allahu Akbar.